the media is now doing everything they can to rewrite history of how stupid they were. As the media mocked Donald Trump, Senator Tom Cotton, and anybody else for even implying or saying that COVID could have been leaked from a Chinese lab. Yeah, they decided to say anyone that believed this was actually coming up with conspiracy theories that have been debunked. They also said that you were racist, if you said this, that you were being xenophobia against the Chinese. And that you were trying to slander Chinese people, which was causing hate crimes to happen in America. That is how far the media went in America to defend the communist Chinese government and to take their side because Donald Trump said, and other Republicans like Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said, they didn't believe the story coming from the communist Chinese based on intelligence, based on the fact that we had cell phone data that showed that like no one was allowed in this Chinese lab during the days when we think this probably got out. The fact that we knew that people that worked in the lab had been hospitalized, right? And we got that data and information. The fact you had some whistleblowers that had put things online and then it disappeared and then we couldn't find those scientists in China anymore. There was indications that China and Wuhan and the government was lying to us. Also, there was the fact that China did not protect the rest of the world and allowed this virus to spread outside of its borders, more than likely on purpose, either because they knew how damning it was going to be to their own economy and they wanted the rest of the world to go down with them, or because it was deliberately let out on purpose to see what would happen long term. And maybe they would take a hit economically in the short term and then make a bunch of money off of the prices of goods skyrocketing in the long term, which is exactly what's happening right now. Those are different theories, right, of why this could have happened or why this happened. But regardless of all the theories, what we do know is the media carried water for the Chinese communist propaganda in America. And the media did it because they wanted to hurt Donald Trump. And they wanted to hurt Donald Trump at all costs. Donald Trump was evil, and Donald Trump must be stopped. Donald Trump couldn't be reelected. That was the goal. And when Donald Trump came out and said he didn't believe China's story and we need to investigate it, immediately the media pounced. Now, there's also something else. Facebook, communist Facebook, decided to silence and take down any article, any story that even questioned the origins of COVID-19 that was outside of the lab, right? Or outside of, I should say, the market, the wet market that was the communist Chinese claim. If you tried to post a story, you were shut down. If you even asked a question about the communist Chinese government's bottom line, that they're saying it came out of a wet market, you were shut down. You were shut down. This happened for a year. You were considered a fringe conspiracy theorist. MSNBC, PBS, CNN, over and over again said that anyone that believes that this could have been man-made, not from bats that were dead in a market or whatever it was, they said you were crazy. They said that you needed to be reined in. They were saying that you were a conspiracy theorist, and not only that, they also said that your conspiracy had, in their words, not mine, been debunked. Now, we have put together a montage for you, and I hope every single one of you that hear this will share this, because I think it's important that other people hear this. Here is the media mocking Trump, mocking Senator Cotton, and saying that COVID being leaked from a Chinese lab was actually xenophobia against Chinese people. And that it was stupid. Now, I'm going to let you hear Senator Tom Cotton first and what he had to say in 2020.
Evidence suggests that the kind of bat from which this virus jumped to humans wasn't even present there.
But you know the worst of all, whether it came from the lab or came from the bats or came, it all came from China.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Here's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame.
There's this question about the Wuhan lab. We know that it's been debunked.
Those same agencies now have been tapped
with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories.
This week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that that is simply not true.
And there is simply no reason to believe that that is the case. There is no empirical evidence to verify that.
Now, let me just remind you, everything you're hearing right now from MSNBC, from NBC, from ABC, from CNN, they're all now wrong, and we know it for a fact. They're all having to backtrack now. But this was an entire year of propaganda that was pushed on the American people, and the stories were taken down from Facebook and everywhere else. That's what this was for an entire year.
Coming up with a conspiracy theory to try and foment xenophobia with respect to the Chinese has just as much factual support as taking Clorox.
He can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in.
He may pick up the conspiracy theory that this was some weapon.
People don't keep bats in captivity. Complete baloney.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories.
This is just another example of the president trying to change the narrative from his own.
Now, you notice how they use this to weaponize this against Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump's running for re-election at this point. You want to make him look crazy? This is how you do it. This is how you make Donald Trump look crazy. You say that Donald Trump and anyone else around Trump that questions the origins of COVID-19 or mentions some of the facts surrounding the Chinese Communist government's misinformation campaigns and the fact that what they have done is killed 3 million people plus around the world, they say he's crazy. It's conspiracy theory, that it's been debunked. It's been debunked a million times, right? This is as stupid as drinking Clorox, as they described it. They're now all wrong. Every single one of these people that said it was debunked, every single one of the people that said this couldn't be true, they're now all wrong. We now know that it didn't come from a wet market, and the logic of where we're going is, yes, in fact, Donald Trump was right. Tom Cotton was right. Others were right. Rush Limbaugh was right. We were not conspiracy theorists. We refused to just trust whatever the hell China wanted to sell us. That's what we decided. We decided to say, hold on a second. We're not just going to believe what you're selling us randomly here. We're not going to buy everything that you're selling us because we have some data and we have some questions to ask. Now, let me also remind you, the president never said, Donald Trump, the time that definitively came from this Wuhan lab. He never said definitively. Tom Cotton also never said definitively it came from a Wuhan lab. What they did say was, is we need to investigate this. That's what they did say. That's all they said. They said we need to investigate it. We do not need to take it at face value. And you don't need to trust the communist government's excuse here when they clearly were lying to the American people early on. And the World Health Organization was clearly carrying water from them and protecting them. That's what they did say. They said we need to, in other words, verify their story. That's not, by the way, pushing a conspiracy theory. That's actually being responsible in leadership. But the media over and over again, this has been debunked. This has been debunked. This has been debunked. While they had their total cases up on the screen, their death counters up on the screen, right? Because remember, you need a death count. You need the case numbers out there. You needed headlines up there on the screen that scared the hell out of people. And you need to scare the hell out of people so that they would be afraid and say, Donald Trump didn't keep us safe.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories.
This is just another example of the president trying to change the narrative from his own failings.
The problem for President Trump is that he's running for re-election, is looking for ways to deflect blame for the performance of the administration.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
They're all wrong. Fauci is wrong. Fauci is now backtracking, and all the media is having to backtrack now because they were wrong, or they were deliberately lying to you to make sure Donald Trump couldn't win a re-election. The media has now got to figure out how do they undo their lies to the American people over the last year. How do you undo it? How do you spin the fact that you lied to the American people, you misled the American people, and you mocked probably more than 50% of the American people who didn't believe the communist Chinese propaganda that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus came out of a wet market through bats. How do you do that, right? Because even Dr. Fauci has come out and now had to admit that he's not convinced that it came out of this wet market. Now, remember, this is the same Dr. Fauci that flat out lied to you, who has come out now and is totally different, right? He's completely different now. This doctor, remember, this is the Dr. Fauci that said it's virtually impossible for it to be any other, last year when Donald Trump was president, explanation for the COVID-19 virus, and it came from bats.
Look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now. It's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
Okay. If what he just said was true, how do we get to the day where he's like, wait, never mind, I'm not convinced? I'll tell you exactly why he was so damn sure last year. It's because he was wanting to undermine Donald Trump. He was wanting to undermine Donald Trump, and he knew that American dollars had actually gone to the Wuhan lab. He knew that the organization that he's in charge of has clearly been corrupted by the Chinese Communist government. And he knew that there was going to be hell to pay politically if this came out. And they needed to keep it quiet. And they needed to undermine Trump. And they needed to make him look like he was crazy. And they wanted you to believe that you were going to die from COVID-19. And it's all Donald Trump's fault and the mismanagement of COVID-19. This was used politically. It was used politically to suffocate America's economy to get Joe Biden in the White House, right? You're unhappy. Your economy's not working well for you. You're desperate for government aid that Donald Trump doesn't want to give you. Democrats are telling you that if you'll just elect them, they'll send you free money, that they'll restore sanity, that they will trust science, that Dr. Fauci is the most brilliant man in America, that you must wear a mask. Fear is a huge driver to get people to the polls. Why do you think that there's always fear used from politicians running for office? The sky is falling, Chicken Little, and this was the best thing they could do to undermine Donald Trump. You say Donald Trump is anti-science. You say Donald Trump's trying to kill you. You say Donald Trump is a conspiracy theorist. You say that Donald Trump and everybody around him cannot be trusted on COVID-19, that they have mismanaged it, that you need the Democrats to save you from this horrible disease. And so anything that Donald Trump says, do not trust it. We, the media, we know what really happened here. We know it came from bats, not a conspiracy theory from Donald Trump. Senator Tom Cotton and any other Republicans saying COVID is leaked from a Chinese lab is xenophobic. This is xenophobia against the Chinese people. Then you come out and say hate crimes are happening against Chinese because of Donald Trump and because of the conspiracy theories. He hates minorities. This is what they did, folks. Fast forward to 2021, now where we are today, and we have overwhelming evidence. It didn't come from a wet market. How do you undo it? You do what Fauci did. You take out the trash. You say what he's about to say, not on the nightly news, not on ABC, not on NBC, in a big expose. You go to C-SPAN and you say it on C-SPAN where no one's watching. And this is how you undo the lie that changed the course of this country.
So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, that's the point that I said. No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China.
Yeah. We should continue to investigate what went on in China. Why didn't you say that last year? Why didn't you say we should investigate? Now, remember, Donald Trump never said this definitely came from this lab. He said we should look at it. That's not a conspiracy theory, right? You look at what Donald Trump actually said. Hell, look at what Trump said this week on this issue. He said, I'm right because I said I didn't buy what the Chinese Communist government was actually saying. He said, all I was saying was we need to look at all options and we need to do our own investigation and we don't need to trust China's explanation. That's for damn sure. And we don't need to trust the World Health Organization because honestly, you can't trust the World Health Organization. That's something you can't do. The WHO is corrupt. That's why we defunded it. That's what he actually said. He was right the entire time. He was right. Now, he said, based on the intelligence, right, based on what he saw at the time, based on cell phone data, based on the doctors, he was whistleblowing and he was saying, you know what, we need to look at this and realize they're probably not telling us the truth.
Well, I said it right at the beginning. That's where it came from. I think it was obvious to smart people that's where it came from. I have no doubt about it. I had no doubt about it. I was criticized by the press because China has a lot of people taken care of. They took care of Hunter. They took care of Joe. They took care of everybody, didn't they? And people didn't want to say China. Usually they blame it on Russia. It's always Russia, Russia, Russia. But I said right at the beginning, it came out of Wuhan. And that's where all the deaths were. Also, by the way, when we first heard about this, there were body bags, dead people laying all over Wuhan province. And that's where it happened to be located. So to me, it was very obvious. I said it very strongly and I was criticized. And now people are agreeing with me. So that's okay.
I love how passive Donald Trump is now about this. Like, you guys, this is y'all's doing. You made your decision. You got duped. The media lied to you. I told you the media would lie to you. They lied to you and they lied to you and they lied to you. You know, look at CNN, for example. Breonna Keeler, who's one of the most arrogant people I have ever met on TV, who believes that she is brilliant and has superior intellect to you because she can read a teleprompter on TV. You remember what she said? She said the lab leak theory was, quote, a fringe idea until March 2021. And it was hawked by conspiracy theorists. This is how she's undoing her lies. This was on CNN New Day. This is CNN's premier morning show. And the co-host, Breonna Keeler, stated that the lab leak theory on the origins of COVID-19 was previously hawked by conspiracy theorists, so therefore that's why you should understand why we didn't believe it early on.
Dr. Anthony Fauci now says he's not sure exactly how coronavirus came to infect humans and left open the possibility that the virus could have come from a lab.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened.
To be clear, Dr. Fauci never said that COVID-19 did not come from a lab. What he said was there was no scientific evidence supporting that it did. And later in that very same interview, Fauci said investigators still say the spread was likely natural, meaning zoonotic, starting from an animal that transmitted it to humans, which has long been the explanation that was more broadly considered as likely, that it began in Wuhan's seafood market, where there were also a number of animals.
By the way, I love how she now says, well, this was the theory that was more likely. Okay, then why did you say that your conspiracy theory... Theorist, right? You're some doomsday, or you're some crazy if you offered up another theory that maybe it didn't come from a wet market, right? If you're going to come out and you're going to say now that the most likely theory without any evidence to back it up was the wet market, then why did Facebook take down articles and shut down people's accounts for even asking a question about it coming from a Wuhan lab? Why did you guys say that we are xenophobic and racist towards Chinese people if we didn't believe what the communist propaganda machine was selling us? They're now having to go backwards because their Wuhan lab conspiracy theory they refused to admit could be a possibility seems to now be actually fact, that this did not come, COVID-19, from a wet market. It actually came from this Wuhan lab. Now, CNN's Breonna Keeler wasn't done trying to slander people that believed in this, quote, conspiracy theory, even though now she's saying it's probably true. And this is how she continued to slander anyone that believed Donald Trump or Tom Cotton or any other conservative like Rush Limbaugh that may have asked a question about the origins of COVID-19, not believing it came from a bat.
So how did we get here with America's most prominent public health expert saying that the lab leak theory, which was previously hawked by conspiracy theorists, might actually be credible. The lab leak theory that the coronavirus pandemic originated in some fashion in a laboratory in Wuhan has been circulating in the United States almost as long as the virus. One of the first elected officials to promote this theory was Senator Tom Cotton, who said this back in February of 2020.
We don't have evidence that this disease originated there, but because of China's duplicity and dishonesty from the beginning, we need to at least ask the question to see what the evidence says.
By the way, think about the logic of Tom Cotton. You're a United States senator. You're saying, okay, we know China's lied to us from the very beginning. They haven't been honest or forthright, and they haven't tried to protect the world, and they've allowed this virus to get out to the world. They've been shutting out the World Health Organization, others from even coming in, seeing about this. And again, now the entire world is being shut down at the point when Tom Cotton is saying this early on. And 3 million people are going to die from this disease. So he says, might not want to believe the story that the communist Chinese government is telling us. We might want to look at this Wuhan laboratory that would totally meddle in this type of disease slash virus. And we might want to at least ask some questions. We don't have, as he said, proof, but we should at least ask questions. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's rational and logical investigative thinking. Any police officer, by the way, or law enforcement officer or detective would use this same exact type of logic. When you catch somebody busted doing something and they point the finger and say, it wasn't me, it was that person over there. Or I wasn't here, it was that person. You don't just take the person's alibi, right? Maybe they are telling you the truth. What Senator Cotton was doing is the same exact thing we do in any scenario in this country with basic policing or investigative work. You don't just take China at their word when there's this massive Wuhan lab that deals with these types of diseases, COVID-19 diseases in the town, right? You don't just assume that, oh, it's a bat from a wet market. Okay, game over. We're going to listen to you. And that is when the left said, this is too dangerous, because now we can't blame Donald Trump. Now we can't fearmonger people. Now we would lose the leverage over Donald Trump in the reelection. We will lose the leverage to say Donald Trump is worthless and a conspiracy theorist and a crazy and you can't trust him and you can't vote for him. So we'll even say, Tom Cotton, you asking a basic question means that you're xenophobic towards Chinese people and that you're hawking, their words, not mine, a massive conspiracy theory that's not a legitimate theory. That this lab leak theory remained, and I'm going to quote CNN again, quote, a fringe idea.
Now, Cotton clarified that he didn't think that China intentionally released the virus, but this lab leak theory became a popular hypothesis in conservative circles around that time. In April of last year, a Washington Post columnist highlighted State Department cables warning of safety issues at the lab in Wuhan. CNN and other news organizations also reported that U.S. intelligence and national security officials were investigating whether coronavirus may have spread from a Chinese laboratory rather than the market in Wuhan.
By the way, I love this. I love how now CNN is like going back to tweets and to little things that people said while they were slandering people for bringing it up, saying, oh, no, we didn't lie to you. We weren't wrong. We didn't overreact to this, right? We were right. We were, you know, we'll tell you 23 seconds ago that all of this was a fringe conspiracy theory idea, but they're going to now say, well, but we did cover the fringe conspiracy idea. Hawked, their words, by conspiracy theorists. She literally 20 seconds before, she is now explaining to you, well, we did cover it as a real possibility. 20 seconds before, she said, quote, was previously hawked by conspiracy theorists. The lab leak theory maintained a fringe idea until recently as March of 2021. But now she's going back and saying, well, hold on. We did explore the possibility of this. We just weren't as all in as Donald Trump, who is crazy.
Former President Trump said this when asked about it.
We're looking at it. A lot of people are looking at it. It seems to make sense.
In that same news conference, Dr. Fauci was less than enthusiastic about the theory, though.
The mutations that it took to get to the point where it is now is
totally consistent with a jump of a species from an animal to a human.
Now, that was April of last year. New coronavirus cases were quickly increasing. Lockdowns were in place in key states, and many Republicans were trying to turn blame for the worsening situation from Trump's policies to China. The National Republican Senatorial Committee even reportedly sent candidates a memo that told them this, quote, don't defend Trump other than the China travel ban, attack China. And 2 weeks later, this was Trump.
Have you seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. There's a lot of theories, but yeah, we have people looking at it very, very strongly. And scientific people, intelligence people, and others.
And what gives
you... we're going to put it all together. I think we're going to have a very good answer eventually.
And what gives you...
And China might even tell us. China may tell us.
And what gives you a high degree of confidence that this originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology?
I can't tell you that. I'm not allowed to tell you that.
Again, you notice how CNN this week is still somehow trying to claim that they were right and that Donald Trump was the one that misled you, that they didn't, that they were giving you the best information, and anything that they didn't like, it was a conspiracy theory. Hawked by conspiracy theorists, an illegitimate theory, a theory that, again, their words, the lab leak theory remained a fringe idea until recently as March. But we'll go backwards and say, but we did cover it, right? We'll play you a clip of Fauci. We'll play you a clip of Trump. We'll explain to you that it's actually their fault, not ours, that we lied to you for the last year. And we'll tell you that this really was a conspiracy theory until recently. Many Republicans were trying to turn blame for the worsening situation from Trump's policies to China. That's what CNN says about their reporting now. And that former President Donald Trump and officials in the administration refused to share evidence to back up their claim that the virus emerged from the lab. So again, it's their fault that we debunked a theory that turned out to be real. It's their fault. They should have given us the evidence, and if they would have given us the evidence, then we would have told you that this was a real possibility. Give me a break. Sorry, for me, this is too little too late. You allowed communist propaganda into our country on our airwaves. And now you want to blame Donald Trump for not giving enough information back then as the reason why you pushed and allowed the propaganda of the Chinese communist government to make it onto the airwaves in this country. And there, and the media is not the only one. I'll give you another example. Facebook, after flagging Gateway Pundit post on COVID links to Wuhan lab and diminishing their content for a year, right? Silencing their content for an entire year. Facebook now says they will no longer ban posts claiming COVID-19 is man-made. Facebook on Wednesday announced it will no longer ban posts claiming COVID-19 was made in a lab after the Wuhan lab leak hypothesis was reported by the mainstream media. So for the last year, you post this, they shut you down, they silence you. They tell you you cannot say this any longer. They tell you that you must shut up. And they take it off the internet. And they shut down your account. And they tell you that you're not allowed to spread this type of conspiracy theory propaganda. And now they say, just kidding, it's all good. Now they say it's totally fine, don't worry about it. Well, what about the last year where many people's pages no longer could be reached, right? They had no reach. They couldn't reach their audience. They weren't allowed to have a conversation. They weren't allowed to have a debate. Hell, you shut down people's pages because of something that you said they couldn't say, that they couldn't publish. And now all of a sudden you're like, just kidding, our bad. All because you hated Donald Trump and Tom Cotton and other conservatives like Rush Limbaugh and myself for bringing up the fact that the Wuhan lab may be where this came from and it may be propaganda to report anything else. Must be nice being the media right now, right? Because they still figure out a way to blame Donald Trump. Now, the only reason why they did all of this is because they wanted to make sure Donald Trump wasn't reelected. And it worked. This was about changing the course of this country. And it worked. How can anyone trust Dr. Fauci moving forward? I don't know. This guy shouldn't have a job. Certainly not in the United States government anymore. Now, lastly, all this audio that I played for you today, the media is not letting most of this get out there. So it's up to you. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Share the link on your social media so others will see it. See you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.